Discover, Discuss, Deliver. We are DPSD Vocals, a podcast aimed at broadening horizons and including lateral perspectives. We shed light on a diverse array of topics to enlighten and inspire you.
In this episode, we share perspectives on the different aspects of being a chartered accountant.
Joining us today is Ms. Anamika, a proud DPS alumni. She is an ACCA graduate, insurance finance professional, FRM certified expert, and former ISAC volunteer.
So, what exactly motivated you to pursue ACCA and a bachelor's in applied accounting after graduating from DPS Dubai?
After graduating from DPS Dubai, what really motivated me to pursue ACCA along with a bachelor's in applied accounting was the fact that ACCA was gaining recognition as a global degree. It was also promising job opportunities immediately after graduation. It also provided a flexible study plan, so you could choose how many ever papers that you wanted and you could complete them at any given time of the year. So this really motivated me to pursue this particular qualification.
Oh, that's fascinating. When did you apply for your internship? And did you face any challenges while balancing your studies and internship?
I applied for my internship in the year 2020, and it was during the peak COVID period where I grabbed this opportunity. So I was extremely lucky to get this internship. While I was balancing or trying to balance studies and internships, it was quite difficult. I had work until 6 p.m. Then I used to go home and study for the rest of the night. However, the company I was interning with was quite supportive and they did give me time off 2 weeks before the exam so I could prepare in advance and prepare properly.
What advice would you give to students considering a similar career path?
For all those who are considering a similar path, I would highly recommend it. It helps you attain a job at a very young age. I personally started working at the age of 19 in my internship. So if you're ready to fast track your career, yes, I would definitely go for it. However, there will be some sort of compromise in terms of college life. So if you're not really ready to give that up, I would recommend going to a college, getting your degree and then pursuing an ACCA. Of course, the time factor is what matters here. So if you would like to settle down a bit faster, I would recommend the ACCA path. But if you would like to take things slow and figure things out, then of course, go to university, get your degree and then go for an ACCA. You also get exemptions on certain papers depending on your degree. So that really helps.
That's actually pretty true. So why did you choose to study and work in the UAE?
I think there are three main reasons as to why I chose to study and work in the UAE. The first and the biggest one, I would say that it's home. So I get to stay with my family. I'm in a familiar environment and I don't need to spend energy trying to adjust to new surroundings. And at times when I'm stressed out because of studies, it really gives me a sense of comfort knowing that I am home. The second one would be cost. Now, I would not say the cost of education is significantly lower than universities abroad. However, it is comparatively a bit lower. And also it helps that I don't have to spend money on things like utilities or rent. So overall, I would say, yes, it is a relatively cheaper option. And the third one would be the plethora of opportunities here. The time I graduated, it was a difficult time because it was COVID. However, you can see in the market these days that there's so many job opportunities. There are so many big companies that are willing to hire you, even fresh out of graduation. So that really motivated me as well to pursue a career here. And of course, this is just an addition to the three points that I mentioned. It really helps that you're in Dubai. You know, everything is accessible. It's very safe. So it just motivates you to stay here, find a career here and grow here as well.
Why did you decide to pursue the financial risk management certification? And how did it help?
The reason I decided to pursue the financial risk management certification was because I wanted to specialize in the risk management field of the finance industry. ACCA provides a wonderful broad understanding of accounting and finance. However, I really wanted to specialize in risk management, and that's why I decided to pursue this financial risk management certification.
Can you discuss any recent trends in financial risk management that young professionals should be aware of?
Ever since the 2008 global financial crisis, there has been a rising trend in hiring risk professionals, especially across the biggest banks and financial institutions in the world. they are looking to actively manage their market liquidity and credit risk, the reasons why the Wall Street crashed in 2008, and they don't want it to happen again. The recent trend which I have seen in the financial risk management industry is increased importance on sustainability risk. So companies are trying to be more sustainable and more eco-friendly, and they're hiring professionals who have certifications in environment risk management who will look after this risk and try to minimize it.
That's interesting. Can you explain what the AIESEC is and why did you choose to volunteer there?
ISEC is a United Nations affiliated youth-led non-governmental organization which has many chapters around the world, and they also have a chapter in Dubai. The basic idea of ISEC is to bring people together to do good for the society, and ISEC has many local missions as well as international missions. Local missions include beach cleanups or blood donation drives, and international missions where they send our team members to countries to help with their sanitation facilities or provide necessary items, which is really helping us do our part in serving the community.
Oh, that's fascinating. How was your experience in general, and what did you learn from this opportunity?
My experience at ISEC was nothing short of amazing. It was a warm community of people from different walks of life that all came together with the same mission, that is to create a difference in the world. We got to learn about each other's cultures. We also got to take up some leadership positions. We also had work experience in terms of financing and marketing that really helped you enrich the role within the volunteering organization.
Last but not the least, do you have a few words of motivation for our listeners today?
For anyone listening today, please know that there are no closed doors. If there is a closed door in front of you, you can kick it down with the strength that comes from hard work and resilience. Nothing and absolutely nothing is impossible, and you can reach everything that you aspire to.
Thank you, Mrs. Anamika, for your wonderful advice, and we hope to see you again.
A feeling of gratitude extends to all our listeners as we wrap up this episode. We hope you get to take something from here, and stay tuned for our upcoming episodes with a new guest, a new vision, and a new dream.